Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
Hello and welcome. 皆さん, konnichiwa.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
So today we'll be relaxing to the topic of game.
Game da ne.
Game da ne. 最近 game した?
いつも game してるよ。
あ、 マジか?
最近 って 何?
そっか。
いつもしてる。
え、 いつも。 私 最近 game してないんだ。 ちょっと悲しい。
してないんだ。
うん。
え、 うん、悲しいね。
しなきゃいけないと思ってるんだけど。
あー、 そうだね。 僕も思ってる。
いや、思ってる。 やってるって言ったじゃん、今。
え?いや、しなきゃいけないって思ってるって言った?
うん。
言ってない?
Yeah, I said that I should...
I agree.
Oh, okay. You agree that you think that you should play games.
うん。
Even if you are playing games.
I agree that Chie should play games. Chie は、
はい、
しなきゃいけないと思う。
はい。私もそう思います。で、一番好きなゲームは?何? What's your favorite game?
いや、あまり考えてないな。
え、ないの?
多分、まあ、あるけど、多すぎて、一つだけ選ぶのちょっと大変かも。
ああ、なるほど。What's the mood right now? What's your favorite right now?
そうだね。今のムードは、
うん、
なんかのゼルダのやつかな。
お
か、ポケモン。か、動物の森か。
多いじゃん。ちょっと
だってラメで。牧場物語とか。
なんか、のほほん系が好きだよね、タイは。
うん。
You like the ones that are a little bit more laid back, I think.
Yeah.のんびりのやつとか好き。チ、う、
ア、ん、は私は、Hollow Knight。Hollow Knight。I actually didn't look it up. Is it called Hollow Knight? In Japanese?
I think it is Hollow Knight. I bought it. I haven't played it yet.
Oh, yeah. It's spelled
Hollow Knight.
Hollow Knight.
Hollow. Ah, yeah. Hollow Knight.
が好きです。
面白そう。
めっちゃいいゲームです。
難しそう。
Your finger needs to level up with you.Yes.
楽しそう。
うん。
That sounds good. Yeah, I bought it, but I've never played it.
Yeah, you should. え、今スイッチでもやってるよ、確か。
そうそうそう。スイッチで買った。
お。
でもやってない。
やって。
やります。
はい。
いつか。いつかやります。
Alright, so we briefly talked about what our favorite games are, and Tai said that he couldn't choose because there are too many.Can I say?
I like too many games. I'm sorry.
right sorry. Now, current mood, what do you like? And then, what did
current
you list?
Current mood, yeah.
Hmm.
I listed Zelda. There's Pokemon, I think I listed too. Hmm. There's Bokujou Monogatari, which is either Harvest Moon or Story of Seasons, depending on when it came out, because there's like some titling copyright issues or whatever, licensing issues. Or Animal Crossing, Doubutsu no Mori. So, I love Doubutsu no Mori.
So, which game did you pick up first that you actually played in Japanese?
So, the first game I actually ever picked up was Pokemon Alpha Sapphire. So, it was on the 3DS. Which was... So, I actually... So, okay. So, here's how my studies went, right? My studies, I did 3 months of just learning kanji.
Which, yeah, kitsu.
I don't know if I can recommend anymore, but it was a ton of fun for me. I loved it.
Wait, did you do the 97-day kanji thing?
So this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Itasou.
But I did 20 kanji a day instead of 22, so it took even longer. I think it was like 105 days or something like that.
ちょっと、うん、大変だったけど楽しかった。お疲れ様です。
ありがとうございます。
え、何個漢字あった? When you went through it?
2237個かな。
So it took you... ん ?100 日か。そうか。
Yeah.
100日か。
Yeah, just over 100日、うん。
よく頑張りました。お疲れ様でした。
はい。ありがとうございます。But yeah, so I did that. So it was like only that. And then I started reading a grammar book. And I think a month into my studies of reading that grammar book, I started playing Alpha Sapphire. So it was super early.And getting off of, like, the truck and all that in the beginning town, it took me, like, a half hour to read, like, the first couple of dialogue boxes.
いや、きついよ。いきなり jumping into games like that. Mm-hmm. Mm. And the language is different, which we will definitely talk about today. Mm-hmm. It's not just Japanese.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about it. But yeah, that was the first one. But it was fun. I still had fun. And then eventually I gave up reading every dialogue box, which I think is actually super important. You don't have to understand everything at the start, especially. It's just going to cause you to burn out instead of be helpful.
Yeah, I think the most important thing right at the beginning, especially, is motivation tamotsu no ga daiji.
So, sugoi daiji.
Motivation is motivation, and tamotsu is to hold on to or keep. No ga daiji. Daiji is very important.
じゃなかったら 意味ないね. あんまり.
Because if you're not having fun, 楽しくなかったら あんまり面白くないし. 疲れる.
そうそうそう. Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things is when you play video games. Like, as long as you're doing 毎日の普通の勉強したら you can do whatever you want in the video games.
あ、なるほど.
Like, even if you learn, like, one word, それでも大丈夫だと思います. Like, I think that's still like a victory because you still review words you did learn in your studies. So even if you're not like going crazy looking everything up, it's not really a big deal.
So would you recommend using video games as the sole learning material? Game only で習ったら?
Game only?
どうなる?
文法の本とかネイティブシャークなしで? という意味?
はい。
いやー、それはきついかも。それはきついかもね。Like, you could probably do it, but I think there's going to be a lot of holes in your Japanese for a really long time. You know? And then that's not going to be fun. Like, for example, I tried to learn like Japanese from anime too. And I ended up like always pausing the anime and I was just not enjoying. I wasn't watching any of the anime. I was just trying to only study. It wasn't fun, so I stopped. So if you did the same thing with video games, 多分面白くないね。
言葉調べるとき、どんな方法でする? When you search for words, what do you do?
そうだね。Usually, I'll write out the word. If it's got furigana, then it's pretty easy. And then just type it into like jisho.org. Or eventually, Native Shark will have its own dictionary. Hopefully soon, I don't know when. Yeah, soon TM. And you can just type it into there and then it'll break down words for you. It'll break, depending on the grammar point, it'll also like help break down the grammar point. If there's like kanji de furigana tsuite nai kanji dattara, I'll take my phone, I'll get a picture, Google Translate, and like the camera input.
It's actually really good.
It's really good, yeah. For most texts, it's really, really good. Google 翻訳. So right now, I have a bunch of Korean on mine because I'm translating Korean to Japanese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like you just do kamera nyuryoku, and then you hit scan, and then you just take a picture. And then it lets you copy and paste that Japanese that it reads. So you take that copy and paste and put it in jisho.org.
It's actually really accurate. The algorithm is kind of amazing that it can read that much Japanese.
Yeah, it's really great. Sometimes it gets like a random kana wrong, like because the picture wasn't clear or something. So it is, you do want to like double check and double read everything.
Yeah, my favorite one, because I have knowledge of kanji and stuff because I'm kind of Japanese. I use the written one. That's also fun too. You can draw the kanjis.
That can be more difficult if you're especially like a beginner.
Exactly.
But I think like intermediate and advanced, it's also pretty helpful if it's like something quick and you know how to write it.
And it kind of makes you feel cool.
It does.
Yeah.
I agree. It does make me feel cool when I write. But that's a big reason I pay attention to the kanji strokes when I'm doing Native Shark, is like what the stroke order is and how many strokes each radical has. Because if you like do an extra stroke, the system will get really confused and then you won't be able to find it. So
yeah, I don't think it's like you need to know every single one, but it is nice to know the basic ones that, you know, like maybe the radicals and stuff like that, kind of how they work.
Yeah,
but you don't have to stress over them for sure.
Yeah, there's also radical input, which if you know like the basic stroke numbers, not even the order, like if you know like there's three strokes for like the finger kanji radical, then like you'll be able to find it under the three section and it's really quick. Or like the rice field, like one, two, 3, 4, 5. You know, okay, well, that's 5. So when we go into the radical search, and then it's like 5.
どこ?
辞書に...
あ、 そうなの? 知らなかった? マジか?
Yeah, if you hit, like at the, so there's the search box. あの、検索のやつあるじゃん?
あるある。で、左側に、
なんか draw とか radicals と voice がある。 Radicals clickしたら、 then there's like all the one stroke kanji radicals, the two stroke, three stroke, and then there's like all these boxes of just, yeah.
So
if you don't have a ton of confidence, then like that's all of the radicals basically that you would need to work with. So if you have like, if you know, oh, it's probably, maybe it's three strokes, just look in three strokes. Oh, maybe it's four. All right, then four.
なんか最初はちょっとやりづらいんだけど、 なんか慣れたらすごい簡単だと思います。簡単、コツ掴んでくると思う。掴めるね。
You get the hang of it. 慣れる。So there's a couple of options, even if you're reading kanji, you don't know how to read.
タイ先生, what games can you play to learn Japanese?
先生言われるとちょっと。今日はタイ先生で、私先生じゃない。 そっか。
このエピソードだとね。
このエピソードだけだと。はい。 But yeah. So I think there's a really great list of games to play with. And I'm glad we're doing this episode because finally I can say some. So Pokemon is great for this. Personally, it's not perfect. It's not perfect, but it is really good because the games are everyone. If you know how to play
Pokemon知らない人いる? Pokemon game, like やり方知らない人?
Is there anyone who's like actually... Never played Pokemon before, right?
We can't assume that every single person in this world has played Pokemon.
Sadly, you're right. But
yes.
Like, most people know how to play Pokemon, right?
Mm.
And it's really easy, and it's got this popular, I think, for a reason. It's pretty easy to play. So with that said, that means the only like new change thing, like the new change is the language itself. So you know how to play the game, so you're only fighting the new language. So that makes it a lot easier.
So you're saying, like, if you already have a game that you've played through, maybe you could use that?
Yes.
Change the language?
I think that's actually, like, the best way. Rather than looking online for, like, some game recommendations of what the best game to learn with is, what game do you love that you would want to play again? And you know how to play, like, perfectly. Play that game. That's the best game. And then there's other recommendations. They're good. But especially for beginners, I like to recommend games you've already played in English. I think those are actually the best.
I think the only thing that I would add to that is if you want to go for a game that will make you sound natural, leaning towards like everyday life type of games will do that slightly better than games that are aggressive or adventurous that has more endings that are different or demeanors that are not the real world. You know, manners of normal people every day. But yeah,
very true.
For sure.
I agree. どのゲームでもちょっと不自然な言語入ってるんだよね。
Yeah,全て入ってると思います. I think that's where you can say, like, everything. Nothing is excluded there.
But I agree. Like, for example, like, if you play Final Fantasy, you're not going to have as much natural language in there as, like, say, Animal Crossing. And even Animal Crossing has its weird
kuchikuse.
But Animal Crossing is overall, it's really great. It's just the kuchikuse. As long as you know about the kuchikuse, it's actually like really great. Do you disagree?
I think that's hard because some characters are like that, but other characters, like they'll say, you know, they'll talk kind of in that inaka way. And that's not, you know, normal.
それでも勉強にいいじゃん。
まあそれはそうね。いろんな喋り方経験するのも大事だと思う。それは、それは言えてる。I agree with you there.
As long as you realize what ben or like inakapoi, as long as you realize that they're speaking that way, it's okay.
Are there any other like 気をつけなきゃいけない ポイントとか? Specific example.
Additions like ze or zo at the end of words. People don't usually say those. So like, what's a sentence we could have ze or zo on?
Bike de iku ze.
Right. So we're going by bike.
Yeah.
A motorbike. But that ze, we can use it, but it sounds not like something we would say normally all the time. It sounds kind of cool, but also like a sarcastic cool almost.
Yeah. That's also a good point, though, because Ty and I usually talk in some weird form of Japanese if we're not just discussing, you know, work things or whatnot. But we'll add endings to be sarcastic or funny about some things on purpose.
So this
and
is
it's fun to know. Yeah. It's fun to know these meanings or sorry, endings and things so that you can, you know, kind of play off of each other.
Yeah, I agree. But we do want to be careful about using them with people we don't know very well or like in situations we don't really know. So, yeah, ze, zo. And then there's also like other words. Like I noticed in games, they'll say words for you a lot. So like omae, like not really. So first off, we basically never say any words for you in Japanese. And then in games, they say them and they're the rude versions. So it's like a bunch of things that are just piled on. So omae is like pretty rude you.
Yeah, I've had people say to me like omae, like not knowing that that was happening. And I know that, you know, from a learner's perspective, that that does happen. So I just kind of went with it. But it just catches you off guard as a Japanese person that that is happening to you because you have no idea who this person is.
Right.
Okay.
That reminds me. Yeah.
どうした?
There was like a, I've seen a learner message me before. It's like, obviously, it's a learner, right? I mean, I've made this mistake before, so it's okay. But like somebody has messaged me like they were using formal Japanese with me. And then they messaged me like, kimi wa... something wherever kimi wa doko shushin or something like that and it's like there's two points of correction we could take there, right? First off, we don't use you there, so doko shushin, right? Where are you from? Where were you born? Is the correct part of that sentence. We don't need any word for you there. But the word for you that they chose, kimi, is not something you say to a stranger. If you say you to a stranger, maybe you'll say anata, like maybe, but as much as you can, just avoid the word for you.
Yeah.
But you'll see that in video games all the time. People will call you kimi in video games all the time. So it feels normal, but it's not.
Okay, wait. If someone had to pick one Pokemon to play, in general, not just for learning.
Yeah.
どれが一番いいと思う?
Pokemon 不思議のダンジョンかも.
不思議のダンジョン?
Main game じゃないね. It's a spinoff. I think spinoffs are actually better for learning as Japanese, but even like as a general thing, like Pokemon, you've played one Pokemon in the main series, you kind of played them all, to be honest. So you can pick any. My favorite is Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
Green Leaf. I think that one's like one of the original ones.
Yeah, that's a remake of the original. それも面白かったね. As playing just kind of those are too. But 日本語勉強のためだったら不思議のダンジョン, like on the Switch, there's a remake on the Switch. There's like furiganatsuiteru, and like you don't have to understand the story to play the game. So you can try to understand the story, and it's generally pretty easy. I mean, it's easy to look up words because you have the furigana. And then there's no losing the game if you don't understand the story, which is huge, on I think, on games like that.
Switchもさ、スクリーンショットみたいなのできるよね? You can screen capture.
そうそうそうそう。ね。 Yeah, I've actually used that when I was playing Breath of the Wild. During the cutscenes, I would screen capture everything and then read them all individually later. It's actually really helpful. I love studying on the Switch because of that. So, yeah, because games with cutscenes, you just get lost. But with the Switch, you can screenshot.
I actually have a hard time playing Japanese games that are kind of set in like an extreme world. So not the cutesy ones. The cutesy ones are usually easier. But like tatoeba, like Destiny 2, I think I switched it into English ones. Or sorry, Japanese ones. And they have their specific language and lore that goes along with the world. And those things would be in kanji. I was like, I don't know how to read this. What's going on here?
Yeah. Usually any computer like online game where you're dealing with like live action and also you're like fighting and like trying to survive with other players and also trying to struggle with the language, I generally don't recommend those because they're really difficult. So like for me, Apex, I've played Apex for like 200 hours in English, then I swapped it to Japanese and that was okay.
え、一番なんかびっくりしたところとかはあった? Do you have anything that made you びっくり the most? switching it from English to Japanese for Apex?
Bikkuri というか, like, I did struggle with reading all the katakana very quickly. Because in Apex, you have to be fast if you want to stay alive, right? So, like, trying to read the katakana for all the attachments, I was like, what?
Katakana 多いのめっちゃすごい。なんか、いい、めっちゃ読みにくいよね。読みにくいね。
I think katakana is harder to read than kanji if I'm doing it quickly, personally speaking.
Yeah, if everything is written in hiragana and or katakana, which usually doesn't happen in real life, it's actually harder than knowing, you know, taking the time and learning the kanjis as they come.
It really is.
I've seen people kind of struggle through where the words break up if you're presented with only hiragana. Like, children's book is actually bad examples of learning from when you're trying to learn Japanese when you're an adult, I think, because there's no kanjis in it and you don't know where to kukuru words, to break up words.
That's the thing is with children book, the kid knows the language, right? So they know the words, but us adults, we don't know the words. That's why I actually recommended the spinoff instead of the main series, because the main series, it's either only kanji or only kana. There's no hiragana on the main series stuff. So it's like, that's why it's not too great to learn with, but it's also okay to learn with because it's Pokemon and you can still get some exposure. It's fine. That's why I like other games.
Some games have hiragana written all in hiragana, but have spaces in the words. Have you seen that?
Yeah, that. Yeah, that's Pokemon. Pokemon does that.
Ah, Pokemon
when it's only kana.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, それがや. It's not normal.
It's not normal.
It helps a little bit, but it's still not very helpful. Like, as far as like your whole holistic studies go, it's not very helpful. It's nice you learn a few vocab words, I guess. But like, I'm just going to list a few other games that I would recommend. It's actually like all Nintendo, so I'm sorry for people who don't have Nintendo stuff.
He's
but
biased.
I feel like Nintendo is the best. Yeah. Well, it's for learning, I think it's the best because they have the most like amount of calm stuff. Like if you look at PS4 or Xbox or computer, it's a lot more like violent games and like crazy world games and stuff like that. Nintendo's super relaxed. And for learning, I think relaxed is way better than like these action crawler, violent, weird, crazy fantasy world stuff.
That's probably fair.
And I think that's still fun too, and I love that. But, you know, for learning. But Bokunjo Monogatari, so either Harvest Moon or Story of Seasons. The Switch version has hiragana. The previous versions, I think, only have kanji. But it's like farming, it's relaxed. You get to have conversations that are kind of relaxed with townspeople, and it's just good for learning. And it's okay to not understand everything. Doubutsu no Mori, kind of the same deal. Switch and 3DS versions are my favorite. Switch version can be kind of hard if you're a beginner at the start because there's lots of keigo. So really formal language. But be careful of the kuchiguse. And then Zelda no Densetsu. This one's more for like chūkyūsha toka, like intermediate. Like I went through this game when I was just getting ready to pass the N2. And that felt like chōdoi. So like maybe N3, N2 or
which
like...
Which one?
But this is Breath of the Wild.
It's actually called
Breath
that.
Breath of the Wild. It's actually called that. I love it.
It's Breath of the Wild.
But you can, honestly, like any version is good. Like they just came out with Skyward Sword again, and that's been really fun. That has hiragana. It's all, I think all the Zelda games have hiragana. So get what you can from it, and I think it's really good to study with. So those are my recommendations. Those probably four series. And any title in the series is going to be good. Oh. リージョンロックのこと知ってる？
はい、ちょっと知ってる。
ちょぴっと知ってる。Okay. If you do get any of these games, like you can get them on like, if you're in America, like eBay. I think Book Off has an international website too, which is like used games. They'll mail it. Might be more expensive. But Switch, you can go online and like buy it from other stores if you have like a card you can charge with. But like the 3DS, you can't buy a Japanese game and play it on your English 3DS. You have to get a Japanese 3DS and a Japanese game. So it's a little bit harder of a wall to get over. So Switch is probably the easiest.
I remember that. I think Caleb had a bunch of games and I couldn't play them on the 3DS. Hey, これ面白そう。これ面白そうみたいな。で, I couldn't play any of them.
やれない? Yeah, region lock. I don't like region locking, but sadly the 3DS did it, so... But the DS and the Game Boy don't do it. So if you have older games are great to learn with too. I love learning with older games. ごめんね。ちょっと英語の方が今日のエピソードだとちょっと多いかなと思う。いっぱい喋ってた僕。
But it's also, you know, researching and trying to explain the process too.
Right.
だから大丈夫だと思う。
Yeah, that's true. よかった。
Yeah.
Oh, one more thing about playing games. There's going to be some games, especially as you start, they're going to be too difficult. That's okay. Drop them. Just stop playing them if they're not motivating.And then, in like 3 months, come back and then do the same game. And you're going to be like, oh my god, I'm so much better at Japanese. As long as you just keep studying normally, you're going to feel really great. Like, drop it, do a different game, whatever, come back to that game later. I think that's actually really huge for that. That is actually a big motivation boost. And I did that a few times and it was really cool to see.
Yeah, a lot of people mentioned that. Like, they tried something, like reading a book, novel, or a manga they picked up, or a game.And they're like, it was too hard. I'm so sad. And then they'll go through some studies and then they'll say, OMG, I can read.
I'm so much better.
You know, I can understand.
It's a really great way to level check yourself. Like revisit something you've already consumed and see how much easier it is for you. I think that's actually one of the best ways because it's hard to, it's almost impossible to see your progress like day by day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But doing something you experienced a while ago is actually huge. But yeah, thanks for listening. I think...Well, hopefully everyone feels more confident in learning with games now. I think another cool thing is a lot of this, what we talked about, applies to just everything. You can do this with manga, you can do this with anime, you can do this with books. But yeah, let's wrap up today with 今日の質問です。日本語の勉強のための一番好きなゲームは何ですか？
何でしょうか？ I actually should try Hollow Knight in 日本語 and see what happens.
え？会話？会話あるの？
え、ちょぴっとあるよ。There's lore in there and you speak.
あ、そっか。
あるよ。NPC。
知らんかった。
いるよ。
日本語でやってみたい。
私も日本語でやってみようかな。では皆さん、ゲームしながら日本語を習うのであれば、自分が一番好きなゲームが一番です。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/lbjp to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description.Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
で、言葉縛る…言葉調べるとき?
But yeah, hopefully everyone... Thanks for... Blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, exactly.